Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, we're joined now by head coach of the Pella Christian Track and Field Programs, Keith Anderson. And Coach Anderson, appreciate the time as always. It's been another great start to the spring for the Eagles track and field teams and looking poised for even greater things ahead this spring. First off, let's start with the girls squad coming in. We knew that they had a shot to be really good this year. They look maybe even deeper than last year. What stood out to you about how the girls have started out the season?
Yeah, as you said, it's been a terrific start for our girls. We've had a couple of outdoor meets now, in addition to our indoor meet back at Iowa State prior to spring break. But we knew a lot of what was coming back. We had some great returning upperclassmen, but we've also seen a few new additions to the team, whether that be an upperclassmen or some of our freshmen that have started to kind of find their rhythm a little bit, find some spots that suit them. And I think things are really starting to come together as a team-wise, and we're starting to maybe be able to put together our long-term plans for the remaining weeks of the season.
Very neat there. And we look at the boys' squad coming in. It was kind of it was coming off of a season where they didn't get quite as many qualifiers to state as they would have liked. But so far this season, they've had a very strong start, and they look to be much improved, even with some of the returners and just being able to knock off some of the times from last year. What stood out to you about the way that they've kind of started out the spring?
Yeah, as you said, last year was maybe not the events numbers wise that we got to state, but this year we're off to a strong start. We've had a lot of guys that worked really hard over the off season to come back stronger and faster this year. We've got some great new additions to the team on our distance and also our sprinters, and really starting to kind of find their way as well. We've got some great relays like 4x1, 4x2, our sprint med, and then distance. Distance isn't something that we've been super strong at on the boys' side for a while. Obviously, Sawyer Minders has been a deep part of our team, but some of those cross-country boys that are coming out and getting some experience and some success on the boys' side, it's been really exciting to see them come together as well.
And I kind of want to touch a little bit more on those distance guys, because they kind of highlighted some of that depth and growth on the boys program there last night or Thursday night at the North Mahaska meet. You had Sawyer Minders first place, Hudson Meixner second place, and Griffin Stoltz in third place there. And then I think it was the 1600, you had Will Vandenbosch with a top three finish in there as well. And I think Griffin Stoltz joined him in that. But just overall, just seeing the depth in that too, and seeing how dangerous that could be, how exciting is that to just see the kind of that resurgence in the distance part of things, as you kind of stated, where there had been some years where it had been maybe a little bit more lean on that side.
Yeah, as you mentioned, that was really exciting to see that 1-2-3 finish there between those three boys that you mentioned. Sawyer's running really well. And just having some options now to be able to maybe put together a 4x8, to know who we might be able to put into a distance med 800. Spreading them out, we've got selections now where one meet we can try something with those guys. Maybe the next meet we try something different. But those guys are working extremely hard, pushing themselves. I think at the Thursday night meet at North Mahaska, finish between second and third was like 0.02 difference there. So they are definitely making each other stronger and pushing. And excited to see what we might be able to get to state this year as we close out these final weeks of the season.
Again, we're talking to head coach of the Pella Christian Track and Field Programs, Keith Anderson, here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee. Another thing to kind of come back and touch on here, too, with the girls program. I know that a lot of the attention goes to some of those girls that competed really well at the state meet last year. And we talked a little bit about the depth earlier, but this year we're seeing more names, it feels like, pop up when we talk about event winners, second place finishes, things like that. I know a couple of those girls that have been kind of vying for some of those top spots are Alexi Terpstra, Amaya Agree, Claire Westerkamp. But overall, just seeing the development of that program, the year where this is the biggest roster you've had for girls track and field, and having that depth, how much easier is that making your life to be able to kind of spread out, figure things out here early in the season to kind of set up those long-term plans so you can get even more athletes to state and contend for that state title again this year?
Yeah, some of those names you mentioned, Lexi, Amaya, Claire, they are three vital parts of our team. I know they don't always get maybe the recognition that they deserve, but they work extremely hard. They're super flexible, and maybe putting them in one relay for one meet and then a different relay, maybe even getting them an open once in a while to see if we can score some points there. But we know what we've got. We know what we've got with Bailey and Meredith and Rachel. They're solid. But also, where can we bring in those other girls that we mentioned there, and even some outside girls that we haven't mentioned, to maybe put together a relay where we can put Rachel and Meredith in an open and maybe try to get double points there. So we've got a lot of exciting things to think about here. We've got a lot of meets that we're going to try some different things. Maybe some unconventional ways of using them, but we've got to be able to be ready for whatever might present itself when we get to state, and just to see where we can maximize and score the most points possible to compete for that state title.
And we're going to come back and talk about some of the more recent, or we're going to talk about the meets coming up here in the short term for the Eagles, but want to talk a little bit big picture too, because we have had a couple of Drake Relays qualifiers already this season that we have not gotten a chance to talk about, with some of the outdoor meets and some state or some school records and things of that nature as well here. But as you look at those Drake Relays and just getting some of those qualified to be able to go up there and run against the best in the state, further push some of those girls to just continue to get better, and the boys trying to get there as well. How exciting is that to have a couple of those qualify and a couple that are just on the verge of qualifying for Drake Relays?
Yeah, Drake Relays are fun, and I don't know if everyone just knows how prestigious it is to be able to run there, so we don't want to take that for granted. I know those girls have been there before, and they've done that, but I know they're still hungry to get back. It's always a fun place to run, the atmosphere, just everything about it. So, like you said, we've gotten a couple of relays in with the blue standard that's been qualified for. I know we've got a few that are going to get in with just the times that have been run, but what about those younger girls, bringing them along for the ride, getting them some exposure to what it's like to be there for future years. Boys are running really well. I think we've got a good chance of getting some relays up there for them as well. So I think it's a fun time right now at Pella Christian for our track teams. And I think we've got a really good buy-in from the group of kids that we have. And I'm just excited to see how they compete and how they rise up to the challenge.
And one thing I know that as a coach, it's got to be a balance here, right, when we talk about this with our athletes at Pella Christian, at any school, is you obviously want to get to Drake Relays. You want to qualify, get those times up so that everything kind of sets up for Drake Relays or state qualifying meet. But it's also kind of one of those balances of trying to figure out where you're going to be best at the end of the season as well, as we talk about with that state qualifying meet. And you're moving different kids around, so they may not run their maybe strongest event every single night, because you're trying to figure out where you can get those points as well. How do you kind of go about that as a coach, of trying to get those athletes to get Drake Relays qualifications, but also trying to set your teams up so that they're in the best place to succeed when it comes to the state competition later on down the road?
Yeah, that's definitely a tough thing to plan for. But at the beginning of the season, even before the season starts, my coaches and I, we sit down and we come up with our plan. I mean, you're looking at about a 12, 13-week season, so it goes really fast. Drake Relays is a goal along the way, but it is not the goal. Our goal is to make sure our kids are performing at the best they have all season, come state qualifying meet, and then a week later at the state meet. So Drake's fun. Drake is definitely something that we want to be a part of and get as many people there. But even more important than that is getting kids ready to be able to compete at state qualifying in May, and then getting as many kids as we can up to the state track meet toward the end of May.
I think that's a great way to explain that. That is, again, Coach Keith Anderson of the Pella Christian Boys and Girls Track and Field Team's got to talk to, because as we are talking here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, the Eagles will be up at Drake Stadium competing at the Jim Duncan Invitational. A great opportunity to get some exposure on the Blue Oval ahead of Drake Relays and the state meet later on this year, and doing so against some pretty stiff competition against members of the Central Iowa Metro League, the Iowa Alliance, and the Raccoon River Conferences, as well as Little Hockey Conference schools. What's the thing that stands out to you about this meet and just getting the chance to go up there and run with the athletes that have been accepted to run at the Jim Duncan Invitational?
Yeah, the Jim Duncan is something that's been around for a long, long time, but Pella Christian has just never really thought about entering, but with the athletes that we have, we thought this was the year to maybe go up and see some different competitors, definitely teams that we are not used to seeing in some of those bigger schools from those conferences that you mentioned. We know what the Little Hawkeye is, and we see those big schools there, but let's go see how we stack up against some of those bigger schools up there in the Des Moines area, and just the chance to be on the Blue Oval to get that atmosphere. Maybe not quite to the level of the Drake Relays, but it's still a great facility and a great track to run on. And we're excited just to take up a bunch of group of kids there and see what they can do on Saturday.
That is going to be a very fun meet. Coach Anderson, anything that we've missed, any kids that maybe have stood out to you earlier this season that I maybe forgot to mention or that we just didn't get a chance to touch on, like a specific group or anything of that nature that you want our listeners to know about today?
I think on the girls' side, we've touched on our sprinters. Our sprinters are our strong suit this year. I can tell you that we do have some hurdlers that are doing really well. We got a few girls that have been working really hard on their shuttle hurdle, foreigner hurdles. Our distance, we've got a few girls there that are working really hard. Greta Voss, she's looked really strong to start the season out. On the boys' side, we've had to split a little bit of time with Landon Fransman. He's been on the golf links quite a bit, but he's coming along real nicely for us with high jump. And just our distance guys, some of those guys that we've already talked about, they continue to make strides. And I think we're gonna surprise some people here in the next few weeks. And it's going to all come together if things go along the way that we're hoping that they do.
I imagine they will. Coach Anderson, appreciate your time as always. And best of luck throughout the rest of the track and field season. Looking forward to our next conversation and getting a chance to see the Eagles in action here with some more meets close to home coming up as well.
Yeah, I appreciate the coverage. And go Eagles.
Absolutely. That was Keith Anderson, head coach of the Pella Christian Boys and Girls Track and Field Program, powered by Hy-Vee on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner.